Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Mike Dunleavy decisively won the Alaska governor's race. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the former state senator from Wasilla, who pledged to cut government and restore full permanent fund dividends, says that message resonated with Alaskans.
That we can develop our resources, that we don't have to default to taxes or permanent fund until we get our fiscal house in order, that we need to create jobs. You know, I'm not going to celebrate, for example, the expansion of welfare programs. I'm going to celebrate the expansion of job creation in the state of Alaska.
Dunleavy bested Democrat Mark Begich, who reflected on the campaign last night.
Unusual campaign, hard to understand what was going to happen every day. A lot of changes as we move through it. But really, I think we've done a great campaign because we brought a lot of people together that had not been together for a long time.
Dunleavy leads 52% to 44% with 98% of precincts reporting. Independent Governor Bill Walker and Libertarian Billy Toyin each won 2%. Dunleavy says he will immediately begin building his administration. He officially takes over as governor December 1st. Alaska Congressman Don Young has won a 24th term over challenger Elise Galvin. Alaska Public Media reports that the 85-year-old Young chalked up the victory to two factors.
It's God's will and the people of Alaska that support me. If they do, we win. If they don't, I don't win.
Elise Galvin conceded the race last night in a speech, wishing Young well and thanking her supporters.
This is not the outcome that we wanted or that we worked so hard for. And I am disappointed that we did not win this election for the values we share and the vision we hold for our state. But I do not have words enough to express the deep gratitude I have standing before you now.
Galvin, a first-time political candidate who waged a strong campaign, meets the same fate as 20 Democratic nominees who have unsuccessfully challenged Young, stretching back to 1973. Alaska voters soundly defeated Ballot Measure 1, a proposition aimed at increasing protection of wild Alaska salmon habitat. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the measure, commonly known as the Stand for Salmon Initiative, would have significantly toughened the environmental permitting process for mines, dams, and oil developments in salmon habitat. The initiative faced strong resistance from the resource industry, Alaska Native corporations, unions, and other groups. Opponents said it would hinder resource development in the state. The campaign against the initiative raised over $12 million, far outstripping the initiative supporters who raised over $2 million. Alaska State Senate President Pete Kelly of Fairbanks has a slim lead over Democratic challenger Scott Kawasaki, and Kawasaki says the Fairbanks Senate District A race is far from over.
There's still hundreds of ballots that are out there that have yet to be counted. Those are ballots that are question ballots. That's folks that may have shown up to the wrong precinct. There's also ballots that are absentee ballots that have come in since last week, and there are absentee ballots that might be postmarked with today's date that just haven't gone through the mail.
Unofficial results show Kawasaki down 11 votes to Kelly in a race that stayed close all last night. Kawasaki says it shows the district's 13 precincts are nearly equally divided between Republicans and Democrats.
We worked really hard in the district. We talked to the people, and I think we made inroads with people on both sides of the aisle to get us as close as we have.
Kelly reportedly was sick last night and unavailable for comment. Kawasaki says regardless of the outcome, he hopes the candidate who eventually is declared winner will work to heal divisions created by the contentious campaign.
When it comes down to it, we all have to come together as Alaskans. We all have to come together for whoever gets elected in the end to try and make this a better place, to try and make this a better community. And I hope to be the person that does that, but we shall see in the next week or so.
Kawasaki raised $207,000 for his campaign, about $20,000 more than Kelly, in what was by far the most expensive legislative race of 2018. The race for Fairbanks House District 1 is close, with Republican Bart Lebon leading Democrat Catherine Dodge by 79 votes. KUAC's Robin reports.
Both Catherine Dodge and Bart Lebon campaigned vigorously and sometimes saw each other knocking on doors in the district. Lebon says he felt he was behind all summer.
Catherine beat me on this yard sign game. It was impressive what she did with the ground game.
Both candidates say they learned a lot in their first run for the Alaska legislature. The winner will represent urban Fairbanks. That's urban in quotes, as the residential and business areas overlap in the oldest part of downtown Fairbanks along the Chena River. Dodge says each neighborhood is different.
One of the things I learned is we have a really diverse district. We have some very poor people in our district and some very rich people in our district. When I asked them what was important, education was almost always number one.
Both Dodge and Laban are likable community leaders who were well known in Fairbanks before this election. Both held office before, Dodge on the borough assembly and Laban on the school board. But Laban says he has a lot to learn if he wins the legislative seat.
I ran on a platform of not going down to Juneau to pass taxes on working families in House District 1. So I'm holding to that pledge. I hope to find myself in the majority and on the finance committee.
Absentee votes will determine this race too, as Dodge and Laban are less than a percentage point apart. 503 absentee ballots went out and will be counted in the next week. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Incumbent Fairbanks Republican Representative Steve Thompson cruised to an easy victory in District 2 over Democratic challenger Van Lawrence. In the Fairbanks District 4 race, Democrat Grier Hopkins handily defeated Republican Jim Sackett and nonpartisan candidate Tim Lampkin. Hopkins, the son of former borough mayor Luke Hopkins, will hold the open seat formerly occupied by his uncle, longtime Representative David Guttenberg. Incumbent Fairbanks State House District 5 Democrat Adam Wohl has retained his seat. Wohl bested Republican Kevin McKinley by more than 300 votes. In regional legislative races, State House District 6 Republican incumbent Dave Tallarico of Healy easily won re-election over challenger Ed Alexander of Fairbanks. District 9 Republican Representative George Rauscher of Palmer won re-election over Democrat Bill Johnson of Delta Junction and James Squires, also of Delta, who ran unaffiliated. District E Republican Senator Mike Schauer won election with an easy win over Democratic challenger Susan Kelly of Wasilla. Schauer was appointed to fill the seat vacated by Governor-elect Mike Dunleavy, who quit the Senate. Alaska Republicans are expressing confidence they will take back control of the state house after a two-year stint in the minority. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that leading a Democratic challenger, veteran GOP House member Lance Pruitt of Anchorage, is optimistic.
I believe that we're going to be able to announce a Republican-led majority based on what I'm seeing.
For the past 2 years, a coalition majority in the House has consisted mostly of Democrats, plus three moderate Republicans and two independents. But preliminary results show the coalition losing three seats yesterday. Democratic leaders aren't giving up on races that could still tip their way. Democratic Representative Neil Foster of Nome, who was unopposed in his own re-election bid, is holding out hope.
I think what it's also going to come down to, though, is also absentee ballots, and we're just crossing our fingers.
House Republicans have already scheduled a meeting in Anchorage this morning to organize a new majority. In the Senate, Republicans are expecting to claim at least 13 seats and will likely maintain their majority there. Republicans are already claiming a mandate from voters. Here's Mead Treadwell, a former GOP lieutenant governor.
It means we protect the Perona Fund, grow the economy, and don't have to raise taxes.
Some Republican legislators have doubts about new Governor Dunleavy's plan to write retroactive dividend checks to Alaskans to make up for recent years' reduced PFD payouts. Turnout was heavy at most polling places around the interior yesterday, with long lines reported at several sites. State Division of Elections Region 3 Director Jeremy Johnson says that's consistent with the number of ballots submitted before Election Day.
The early voting stations have seen a substantial uptick from even 2016.
Johnson adds that elections officials won't know exactly how much turnout increased this year until they crunch the numbers. I'm Dan Bross.